tell me about your background.
Well, I was born in 1931. My father was a shopkeeper in the town I still live in, which at that time had a population of 5,250, because I came on the census of 1931. And the influence, of course, was the Depression. Now, my father's background was that he'd started off as a shoe repairer, entered retailing, and made a little bit of money. And he'd moved from Plymouth, where he was born, to London. And then when he had accumulated some money, he wanted to buy a business of his own, and he came to this part of the world. Yes, I was 31, influence of the Depression, which means that money is something of value. And you didn't spend tuppence if you could manage with a penny. But I was not deprived of anything. I had two brothers, and one was 6 years older than I, one was 6 years younger. And at the time we went to school in this town, I would say that we were the only kids who didn't have a herd of cousins. We were newcomers, and it's taken a long time for me to absorb the background of the area where I live. I went to the local infant school, then to the junior school, passed the 11 plus, went to the local grammar school. Didn't cover myself with distinction, but I did complete the 5 years. And from that, I took a form of apprenticeship in the shoe trade. In other words, I had a sort of 2 years in the shoe factory and a little bit less of in retail in London. Then, like everybody of 18, I went in the army. I quite liked it, and I stopped a bit longer than national service. I came out, I worked for my father. Obviously, I think it's one of the worst things in the world to do is to work with your father, unless you've got an estate of 100 square miles where you can put one in each corner. And I went to Australia for a year or so. It was different. They don't exactly speak English. And I thoroughly enjoyed my time there. I worked as a labourer. I mixed with all sorts of people. I worked with displaced persons from the war, Poles, Ukrainians. It gave me a little bit of European political history in my makeup. And I thought my father was dying, and I came back to see him. It was a mistake. He recovered. And at that time, I met Joan. Now, how did I do it? Well, I was invited to a christening. It was a good friend of mine. I went to school with him, and he and his wife were having their first child, or just had their first child. And Joan worked with my friend's wife, and Joan lived in a village about 6 miles away. And it was, oh, I know Joan, I know her mother. I'll go and fetch her. Well, yes, I did. And she's quite pleasant. She's quite pleasant to look at, quite pleasant to be with. And we went out as a foursome a couple of times, and I think I had a blank weekend, and I thought, oh, I'll go and take Joan out. So I went over and knocked on her father's door.